This is the Olympic Press in India many, many years ago. One day, as I got to go to, he asked her, he drove and drove to school, but he couldn't. He became angry and began to cross fish. Just then, a poor man passed by.
Oh, kind man, oh, gentleman, please open the cage.
Oh no, if I open the cage, you will steal. And you will steal, you will eat me.
No, no, I promise eat you. I promise to be a slave forever. Please, please open the door.
Well, alright. I'll open the door for you.
The man slowly opened the door. When the door was open, the tiger jumped out. He passed on the poor man and shouting.
Poor, I have no nice tips today. I am very hungry. I shall not eat as my happy today.
Oh, Lord Tiger, don't eat me. Please let me leave.
The poor man pleaded and begged. At last, the tiger said,
I want to eat. You don't want me to eat. But are you or I? It is the first three things you two will do as they say.
First, the poor man aspiring to casting shadow on the land.
You ask me what is right and just when the sun shines and the ground is dry. I shade all men. When it rains, I give shelter to all men. But what do men do for me? They break my branches to feed the cat.
Next, the farmer asked a buffalo that was turning wayward.
You ask me what is right and just it. I give men my milk, children drink my milk, and grow strong. But now that I am dry, what do men do? They make me walk.
So the farmer asked the English law.
You ask me what is right and just. I am useful to all men, but they step on me from morning till night.
The farmer started walking by to the time when he made him struggle.
Why
are
you lying, farmer?
The man sat and told the jackal what happened.
What a difficult story. Would you please tell it to me again? I am a little mixed up.
So the farmer told the story all over again from beginning to end.
Strange, but I still understand. Perhaps we'd better go back to where it all began. Then I am sure I will understand better.
So the poor man took the slow-witting jackal to the cage. The tiger was waiting near the cage, sharpening his teeth and claws. He was preparing for his dinner.